Now it's 8:45 and time for the WXXI Business Report. News director Randy Gorbman is here. Good morning, Randy. Starting off today talking about toys.
It'll be the holiday season, Beth, and the Toys R Us, unfortunately for them, filed for Chapter 11 last week. That was largely expected. They are dealing with about $5 billion in debt. A lot of intense competition, especially from Amazon, as you might suspect. Toys R Us, a major force in toy retailing back in the 80s and 90s. We have no word yet of any store closings. Of course, they have several stores in this area. Company says it is well-stocked as they prepare for the upcoming holidays. Like a lot of retailers, though, they are having some problems dealing with the online sales. Analysts say they need to improve their online services and offer special experiences to get people into the traditional brick-and-mortar stores. Gene Fram is a retired professor of marketing at RIT. He told me that in order for a lot of these brick-and-mortar retailers to survive, they do have to compete on price, which, of course, is tough against Amazon.
They have to change. They have to be ready to change. And some of them are, as they cut costs through better distribution systems, through using big data to analyze customer needs and wants. They have to shift their whole system to meet what is happening in the 21st century.
Or, Fram notes, some things like clothing, of course, more conducive to shoppers actually wanting to go into a traditional store rather than buy those types of things online. And by the way, Toys R Us just also announced they are hiring part-time seasonal workers to staff the stores for the holidays, including a new position of toy demonstrator. So I think you know
what
I'll be doing for
like
a part-time
job. That
sounds
like a gig to get, Randy. Good for you.
I have Star Trek toys, I'm all set. The Danielli family announcing the reopening of the Country Inn and Suites Hotel on Monroe Avenue in Brighton. That includes new furniture, carpeting, bathrooms, high-speed internet, and other amenities. They are holding a celebration for the reopening on Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. The proceeds to be donated to the House of Mercy Shelter in Rochester. Of course, the Danielli's heavily involved in that stretch of Monroe Avenue now, no longer, of course, operating the restaurant there, but trying to get approval for the Whole Foods Market and other stores in a plaza on that road. Paychex out with a new survey recently. It shows tax reform top of mind for a lot of small business owners they serve, an issue that a lot of those business owners say they'd like to see high on the president's priority list. No surprise here, many of the business owners they surveyed looking for a lower tax rate, more simplicity in the tax code. Tax reform topped the priority list for those small business owners above issues like health care and reducing regulations overall. And we should hear more about that later in the week. There has been talk out of the Trump administration and Congress. There'll be some more details about proposed tax reform later this week. And just a happy birthday to Monroe Muffler Brake Company, celebrating its 60th anniversary last week. They began with one store on State Street back in 1957. They've now got more than 1,100 stores spanning 27 states. The corporate name, by the way, recently changed to just Monroe to reflect the wider variety of services beyond mufflers and brakes. But if you see the stores, they are keeping the various brand names they still have on those establishments. Beth?
All right. Thank you. That's Randy Gorbman, our WXXI News Director, with the Business Report, which you hear most Mondays.